Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm all right this morning time. You asked me in 24 hours time, might be slightly different, but looking forward to it. Lots of people here all getting checked in and looking in anticipation, but obviously looking forward to trying to achieve the target of 150 miles in 2 days.
Am I right in thinking this is the second time you've done this particular ride?
Yeah, I did it 2 years ago. Basically, a friend of mine, close friend, died from prostate shot 3 years ago, so we decided to do something in his memory, and hence we did the bike ride 2 years ago, and ever since I've been doing different things. I had a Scala Ball in Leeds not too long ago where the Kaiser Chiefs played for me. I've had golf days, and just short of £130,000 I think I've raised so far. So trying to do as much as I can in terms of raising money, but also the awareness of to people that it's obviously a horrible disease to have.
Simon, it's Derek Clark here. I mean, you're taking part, and there's a number of sort of former footballers taking part in this challenge alongside you today. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I think from the southern section, there's Les Ferdinand and one or two others up here in the northern one, just with Viv Anderson and Danny Wilson as well. So it's a big thing. The Football League have made a massive thing of going with prostate, and it's gathered momentum in terms of the size of the ride and also the profile of the charity over the last few years. So it's brilliant that so many people are doing it.
Have you put much training into this, Simon? Have you worked? How many miles have you done ahead of this?
Well, none in the last 2 weeks because I've been in Mexico for 10 days. So the preparation
lovely.
Hasn't been ideal. I touched the bike on Monday morning for about an hour in the gym. But up to then, I was doing a bit of training at home and on cycling to work at times. So have I done enough? Only Sunday, sort of Saturday tea time will be the answer to that.
Simon, when you're in Mexico, I mean, as a football manager, can you ever get time to sort of switch off and turn the phone off? Or are you always sort of constantly trying to get deals in and work out things for next season?
Well, I think as soon as you finish the season, the players disappear and it's that's them done. But you're looking all the time what's going off, what your recruitment is, your pre-season plans, finalising all them things. Obviously, the next 2 days, my phone is going to be probably the least of my worries. So a nice little breather away from it. But I have got a Fitbit on my wrist, so I'm sure the vibration on my wrist will be called from agents and even owners and other people with things. But that can take care of itself over after this weekend.
After speaking to a few people who rode the Tour de Yorkshire, one thing that they were always concerned about is chafing. What is your chafing strategy, Simon?
Have as much padding in that region as possible.
I don't blame you.
The Tour de Yorkshire is obviously very grueling. I'm led to believe that this isn't too bad. There's a couple of hills just outside Hull, but obviously we're going to be sampling the fantastic Yorkshire countryside over the next few hours.
Yeah, it should be absolutely spectacular, no doubt about that. Now, we've had ever since we said we were getting you on, Simon, we've had a number of tweets, a number of emails of people wondering if you've been over the road to Elland Road for a quiet chat about next season.
I bypassed it over last night when I was driving over here, but look, I know there's a bit of speculation, etc., but obviously whatever Leeds United to do has got to be there for their football club. And during the time at Preston, we had a good season last year. Who knows what the future holds for anybody in football? It's such a precarious industry, but it was a great season for Leeds last year, and they'll want to go from strength to strength.
And also another of your teams, Huddersfield Town, now Premier League team, Simon.
Yeah, it's fantastic for Yorkshire in general, really. Obviously, Leeds just missing out on the playoffs and Sheffield Wednesday. That was disappointing for the Yorkshire teams in that respect. But for one of them, and especially Dean Horn, I think he deserves a lot of credit for what he's done, the money that he's put in. I've never seen an owner be as nervous as he was on the touchline when them penalty shootouts were happening. But I suppose when you've got 200 million riding on it, everybody else would be. So I'm pleased for him. Obviously, it's going to be tough next year, but they've had a fantastic achievement to get where they've got to. I'm sure they'll be enjoying it this morning time, but obviously looking forward to what's in front of them and the challenges that they've got.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting year, there's no doubt about that. Simon, listen, we're going to wish you well. 145 miles await you. If people want to donate, prostatecanceruk.org/Amsterdam is the website to go to. Simon, good luck, and we'll catch up with you hopefully when you return.
No worries. Thanks very much.